There we go. Okay, our first speaker today is Derek Woolard.
Hello, and welcome to the session. Thank you all for coming. I get to go first, so at least nothing will be a repeat of what someone before me said. So the basic outline is who I am, my educational background, how and why I entered into industry, my past and current responsibilities, and advice for graduate students thinking about a career in industry. So who I am, my name is Derek Woolard. I'm a research scientist with Valent Biosciences Corporation. We develop commercial uses for plant growth regulators and biological insecticides. I work on the plant growth regulators portion of the business. Valent Biosciences used to be Abbott Laboratories Chemical and Agricultural Products Division, and we were sold to a company about 13 years ago and became Valent Biosciences Corporation. I've got 23 years of experience with Abbott and Valent combined, and I still enjoy the work after all that time. I work in Long Grove, Illinois. It's about 45 minutes northwest of Chicago, and after being there for 23 years, I'm still adapting to living in Chicagoland. My interest in horticulture started at an early age. This is a picture of me picking apples on my grandfather's hobby farm in southern Illinois, back when I was pretty small compared to the trees. I went to Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, and I got a bachelor's degree in biology and a master's degree in plant biology, focusing on the physiology of PGRs. How and why I entered into industry, I was working on my master's degree at SIU and was considering potential PhD programs and job opportunities, trying to decide where I wanted to go, if I wanted to continue my education or get a job. And I interviewed for PhD programs in Kentucky and Indiana. And then one day I was in the lab and I was looking at the American Society of Plant Physiology newsletter, and I saw a position advertised by Abbott Laboratories. And this position was researching PGRs, a perfect fit for my credentials and my interests. And why I entered into industry research, when I interviewed with Abbott Labs, I was still considering the PhD route. But when I came up to interview, I was very impressed with the people and the products and the research projects that Abbott was undertaking. I was encouraged with the quality of the research facilities and especially the strong fit with my training and the job that was offered. And oh yeah, my wife said, I think it's time you got a job. So my former responsibilities, I spent the first few years with Abbott Labs working on Flourish, a cut flower preservative. And that Flourish contained aminoethoxyvinylglycine, also known as AVG, a potent natural inhibitor of ethylene biosynthesis. And then I worked in field research for 4 or 5 years and helped develop Maxell 6-benzyladenine, or 6-BA, for thinning apples and pears. And I also got to work on a product called Retain, which is AVG again for controlling apple and pear maturity. And you can see in this picture apples of different levels of fruit drop underneath the trees, with the ones on the right being untreated, the ones in the middle being a lower dose of AVG, and the ones on the left being a higher dose of AVG. This was a very exciting project because it really, really works really well and provides a lot of benefit to growers for controlling the maturity of the fruit on the tree. And then I had two daughters and wanted to reduce my travel time. And luckily, I was able to move back into doing primarily laboratory and greenhouse research, so I wasn't in the field traveling quite so much. My current responsibilities, I'm mostly working on developing commercial uses for SABA or S-abscisic acid. I'm also looking at the effects of early season foliar applications of gibberellic acid in a product called Rise Up Smart Grass to see its effects on the growth of corn. I also work on evaluating in-licensing leads. So we're always looking for new products that we can take to market. Some of those products will develop completely internally, and some of those products will come to us as in-licensing leads from outside groups. So everybody who brings us a product tells us how great it is. Of course, we don't take anyone's word for that. We do our own testing to evaluate the usefulness of those products and decide if it's something we want to try to take to market. I also spend some time preparing photos and videos in support of the marketing group to develop things for them to put into brochures or onto the website to help us to sell products. Spend a fair amount of time on patent applications. I'm a co-inventor on 15 U.S. patents. Not my favorite thing to do, but very fulfilling when it does come through as an assigned patent. I also serve as a certified pesticide applicator for the site. I work on a spill response team, and I also am a forklift operator on the site. So some advice for graduate students thinking about a career in industry. Try to get pertinent experience with student work and graduate assistantships in your field of study while you're still in school. You're still in school, it's a great opportunity to get some experience because experience really helps when you're out applying for jobs. I worked in plant physiology labs and field research projects as an undergraduate and graduate student, and this is very useful as it can serve as your first job on your resume. Employment experience that recruiters really appreciate. And then develop relationships with mentors at the university, doing special research projects, just getting to know the faculty, because you will need letters of recommendation when you go to look for jobs, and to have someone to help support you during your first few years in the industry to collaborate with potentially. And then research the companies that you're going to interview with before the interview. Now with the internet, you can know a lot about the company before you ever show up for that interview, and it's very useful to have done some research. And ask questions on the interview. Have some idea of what you might want to ask before you get there. And evaluate the employer while they evaluate you. It's a two-way street. You want to have a clue on whether or not you'd want to work for them as much as whether they want to have you work for them. And that's the end. Thank you. And any questions? I haven't had experience in very many companies, but in my company, it's very common to do a lot of different things. And it's nice to be able to do things that you find personally interesting. Some of these things were assigned to me. Other things are things that I've just taken up and have been able to do because they wanted it done, and I showed proficiency in doing those things. Especially like video production for time-lapse video, I do a lot of that.